Greetings, everybody. I'm James Hillen, your host, and we're going to do a little housekeeping first to get a few things out of the way. We've got this upcoming retreats, a retreat to silence here with Jesse at the ranch, and it's June 11th, 12th, and the 13th. And it's a perfect time if you've wanted to try a silent retreat, as the observation of silence is, for 24 hours with support before and afterwards. Jesse, our Inner Earth Ambassador, will be guiding silent meditations. Two light meals are included on Friday. So join us in the retreat to reset your mind and body while connecting with nature and enjoying the ranch. A sound bath, inner earth meditation, and intention path walk are a few of the beautiful meditations scheduled for the event. But when you sit in silence here at the ranch, it's never silent because there's so many masters and beings hanging out here. And so all kinds of cool stuff happens. And we've got the Self-Mastery Ambassador training with Peter and myself coming up. And that's on the 10th and the 12th. And then Peter has his remote viewing workshop on the 16th, and people are already coming into that. And we've had, it's very easy to remote view here because the veils are so thin and you can have all kinds of really nice experiences. So we'll definitely do that. But there's so much going on now. Just go to the website. Everything's there if you want to check out what's happening. The also two of my guests, I've got Peter Slattery on to talk about these upcoming workshops and what else is going on in Australia. And he's written 13 books and done about the same docos, 13 documentaries. And Peter's a master teacher, a contactee, an author. Or I can just go on and on. But without any further ado, he's been on the show. But I'm going to introduce my brother from another mother, Peter Slattery.
James, how you going, mate? Bless you. Thank you.
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, always something going on, mate. Looking after the land here, and I've got a SciVision online workshop coming up, so I'm trying to get everything ready for that and seal that, and then on the way to America, so my second home. I'm looking
America.
very much forward to the trip and the workshops over there.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I tell people, I say, when Peter and I get together, it's crazy because there's so much activity, and a lot of beings that you're working with. I mean, we have a lot of similar beings we work with, but we also have different beings, and they all come and show up for a big party. So the skies are gonna be full of ships, and there's gonna be masters walking around, popping in and out. It's gonna be a crazy event.
It always is, mate. Every time I get there, it's always something going down. So it's never a dull time.
Yeah, we'll send you the latest footage. We are seeing fleets and fleets and fleets of ships. And I just filmed the space station going over, just buzzed, crazy ships, just front and back of it, following it, two or three going right by it. And I got the Starlink on there. It's funny because I'm filming the Starlink and all these ships are coming in and buzzing it, going in every direction, and I'm going, Elon, you've got some explaining to do, but these guys are going to have to come clean. They can't, it's NASA can't keep covering this up. It's like anybody can go out there, and you see this with your naked eye. You don't even need night vision or anything. There are so many ships and fleets of ships, and especially here, it's a highway right now. It's there, there's you can all the guests here, you can hear the comments are going, what the hell? There's one to go. There's another one. Look, there's another one. We're getting seven in one frame. And ships coming in. And it's just been, it has picked up so intensely. And I know you're getting a lot of stuff at your place as well.
Very similar. I've been getting fleets as well. Going past the same thing, Starlink, space station. You see all that. You see the normal space phenomena as well. But it is a crazy time with all that. I actually saw yesterday, I haven't been able to confirm it, but apparently, I believe it was the US Air Force put up some of their UFO files as well. I've got to confirm that. I saw it in an X post. But yeah, like, there's a lot going on with the US. I know other countries are stepping up where they can, but it seems the US has got the lead with it. But we're also being contacted. You, myself, a lot of us behind the scenes that have been at this for years, and it seems that to a certain extent, I don't think anyone's got the full picture, but definitely they're showing themselves more. And I think also the multidimensional aspects being weaned in more and more. Like yourself, for 40 years, you've been going on about people are starting to be open to that. Firstly, because of the possibility of UFOs or UAPs, but now the transdimensional nature, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think, we kind of I've been just like beating a dead horse, but we kind of have to address the elephant in the room, but it's on. I've never seen anything like it. There's this big shift going on, and I know the posers and the shills and the delusional, and they're going nuts right now and attacking anybody who's authentic and who's for real. And it's just indicative of their world is collapsing. That world is collapsing. The cover-ups, the 70-plus year old fail, and if there was any truth to disclosure, basically they'd be out here or at your ranch. They would. We have all the evidence. We've got 40 years of contact, well documented. I don't know how many years. How many years do you have of?
Nearly 20, nearly
Yeah, like
20 years.
20
It
years.
goes back 40 years, actually, but about 38 years. But yeah, about 20, 17 years, 18 years of evidence. Yeah.
Yeah, and these aren't fuzzy Tic Tacs. These are well-defined craft coming in every size, shape, and showing clearly, that there's a contact. And at the ranch here, I mean, you filmed it. It was great. I was actually knocking on the door with a laser, and they opened up the door. This big door on the mountain lights up, and then when the ship comes over, I'll signal it and say, light it up, and it powers up, and you got some great footage of them coming out of the mountain as well. So these aren't hikers, these aren't,
No.
but yeah, it's
No, we
crazy.
had Rob Freeman there, $150,000 US camera set up with military gear, and he said like these aren't hikers. He thought that's what he was gonna wake up and say to us, but he said these are totally unexplainable lights. I've got photos of the beings in there in person. You've been there when you said Shiji's outside one of the Pleiadians I'm working with, and you
Yeah.
go out and there's the craft, like I think probably 20, 30 feet off the ground for, and a whole group of us saw it. I didn't have enough time to film it, but that's the stuff that goes on. And you've
Yeah.
had that there for 40 years. But, I think, like you say, it's a mirror of what's going on with the haters. I've actually been more attacked the last 3 weeks than I have in 7 8 or since 2010 being public.
Yeah,
So something's going on.
what I
Yeah.
think is happening is that bifurcation of worlds, that there's a big separation going on. Those on the downward spiral, the total morally and integrity corrupt, are being seen for who they are. Those who are part of the controlled narrative that have sold out for fame and fortune are all being exposed, and to the top of the field, that it's all a controlled narrative. There's people that are getting $30,000 a month from the CIA to keep this controlled narrative going. But from the top down, it's a big satanic Luciferian F-fest, and the
Yeah.
spirit, their truth, the spiritual side of things is that's a threat. That's a threat, because if you're authentic and you have the evidence to prove what you're talking about, you're a threat to the posers and the shills and the delusional and that whole satanic Luciferian network, which is pretty much what happened to Corey and David, when they challenged that and said, "Hey, you're not going to use our information to push your Luciferian, is Lucifer's the one true God scenario." But there's more to that story. But the a lot of lot of interesting stuff going on, but I don't want to talk too much about that. But we need to address the elephant in the room. These people are coming unglued, and the trolls are coming out of the woodwork, and the people that are part of the controlled narrative are getting busted, and their 70-year-old stories aren't going anywhere anymore. Nobody wants to hear it, and it's crashing, and I think they're clawing at
Yeah.
us on the way down.
Well, the weaponry that they're using, whether it's scalar tech, EMP tech, voice of God type tech, psychotronic type weaponry, I think that's going to blow a lot of people out of the water with the reality of that as well, and what's been done to a lot of people like ourselves over the years. Even the demonic attacks that you and I have endured, as well as reptilian serpent beings, the paranormal aspects to come with that. A lot of us in the community have been going through that, as well as the financial situation and putting everything on the line, like the work that you and I do. You don't put yourself in this situation for the sake of it, or hey, look at me. There's God working through us when we do this as everyone, and there's a drive and a passion to do what we do, but the forces are becoming unglued, and I think we're seeing more signs of that now than ever. But you know, we live to fight another day and see another day, and that
Yeah.
ascension process is an ongoing thing. It's not just one ascension and it's done. So it shows how big and beautiful God is with the pressure. It creates diamonds, and that's what we're enduring in our own way.
Yeah, it's I've never seen anything like it, but it's like I said, okay, let's apply a little base logic to this. You know, we're both having masters appear to us. I mean, you got beautiful photographs of Kuan Yin appearing here at Isetti, and she's appeared on a regular basis. We have photographs of Mary, Mother Mary, and Babaji, and a lot of other masters have appeared here. The light ships are appearing here. Everything. This has been going on for 40 years, well documented. The ships responding, you know, with hundreds of people on the ground, you know, interacting with them. And you put all that together and you say, okay, so this ufology and these major conferences are all about disclosure and bringing information out about the multidimensional world we live in and everything else. If this is true, then why are we the most censored people on the planet? And you can't get away from the logic of, on that. You know, there's only two ways of looking at this. Either they're not, that's not their agenda. It's a controlled narrative, and they really want to censor the spiritual side of things, the higher dimensional side. And there is a major satanic Luciferian network running the show, basically. Or they're mentally ill, you know, I don't know what else there is. You know, it's like when you have all the evidence and you've got, you know, 40, 20 years of proving contact is happening. And you know who the beings are on the ships and why they're here, and where they've been in the past, you know, how they've been past of our history. You have all that information. Why is that a threat, and why are they censoring it? And that's the question people need to ask. Why? I understand why the mainstream would censor it. You know, even though they've covered more than the UFO community, basically, but why are these conferences based on disclosure and bringing the truth out? Why are they censoring this, other than that's not who they are or what their agenda is?
Yeah, I think it's totally unfathomable for some people, and what I mean by this is both you and I've had people out here that have worked at NASA and Skunk Works, as well as different governments and agencies, and they're aware of what you and I are doing. The other thing is as well is it's tripping them out how real the deep stuff is that we go into in terms of just the light body, the ascension process. What we can say is the spiritual aspect of contact. And when you look at it like that, you also see that some of the people in these areas, they're coming to people like us because they wouldn't be if they knew what was going on. But then they find out that there is a controlled narrative, part of what they've been a part of unknowingly, whether
Yeah.
it's serving whatever. And I think the lid's coming off a lot of that. All these whistleblowers coming out now, and eventually they get to the conscious aspect, which is really also leading into the divine feminine that you've been talking about for many, many years. Because I'm finding, even with my own contacts, I've got a lady that I call Mother that comes here. It's not Mother Mary. She's been with me on and off since about 2014, but she's part of that divine feminine lineage, you could
Yeah,
say. And I'm
the House of
finding,
Mary, yeah.
yeah, part of the House of Mary, 100%. And, I'm thinking as well that what I'm getting telepathically from the communications is this is part of the masculine control structure that through a draconian network that's also getting the lid blown off of it, because what's happening for humanity is also happening for the multidimensional intelligences, and they've been out of whack. Some of them, more that are on the lower astral planes, like you're saying, they're out of whack with the masculine feminine balance as well, and they've really been controlled through the masculine. And it's got its purpose, as you say, these days, even being a man, you can get in trouble. But it's all being changed, these whole dynamics, and we're seeing that multidimensionally throughout even the disclosure process.
Yeah, being a white male and then half Native American is a real challenge because you got everything coming at you. It's like it's just funny, but the
You must be feeling it. You must be feeling it empathically. I can remember a study years ago that if you're Scottish, Irish, and Native American, you're among the most psychic, which you are. And I've got the Scottish and Irish in me, but you must be feeling it from all angles, mate.
Oh God, I just gotta hide. I have never seen. When I went into the UFO community, I was really naive. I go, okay, I understand. I have the Native American culture, the story there. I've got the culture from India. I have all the stuff. We've got the contacts. We have all the information. We know the historical, events that happen with these beings, different types of beings, feline beings, all kinds of different beings. And we have the videos, the eyewitnesses, the triple PhD Boeing engineers, all these NASA, all these top level people that all testified. We've got it all. And I go, they're going to love this. This is just, this is going to just push it over the top. This is going to be full disclosure. And I went in there and I never got so attacked. And there was so much competition and so much jealousy. And they did everything they couldn't. They tried to attack the evidence and they end up looking like an idiot doing it. So then they go after your character. And that's what I've been dealing with now is they can't refute the evidence. The evidence is getting bigger and bolder and stronger and more ships and more contact, and they can't refute that. So now all they can do is character. And I noticed the people that are trying to character assassinate me are totally guilty of doing all that they're pointing the finger at, and it's so ridiculous. It's like, I don't want to go into it, but some of the stuff they're saying, I say, I'm a farmer basically. I've got two farms. I am really busy. I've got counseling work, the shows, the books. I have no time. I don't have a social life. I don't go to drink. I don't drink. I don't go to bars. I don't do nothing. And all the time I'm here working my ass off, and all these stories are flying around. And I go, when did this happen? And who was it with? And they can't tell you. They can't give you. I go, give me a name. Give me a name, and usually it's some weird projection that they put into an event that wasn't at all what they thought it was. And when you get down to the basics, you go, yeah, well, none of that ha never happened. That was a rescue. That was a me helping somebody. That was something totally different. Where it's just a counseling, that's all it was. But you go into a room with somebody and all of a sudden you're having an affair, or you're Jeffrey Epstein or something like that. It's like it's unbelievable. And that's how sick and twisted this community is has and there's so many people, almost all the top people have been to the ranch. They know about us, they know about the ships, they know about the activity.
Everyone. I'm talking with people as high as you can get, and they're all aware of what's going on. Like they've been aware of you and even been there.
And they go
So.
on all these networks, right? And they don't even mention eSETI. They will not. eSETI's like suicide, if you talk about eSETI, because it's unbelievable. It's just like, what is wrong with these people? I don't get it. But I do know what's going to happen is one of the masters I study with, I love, I told you about that. He said everything comes from a point and everything returns to that point. And we're authentic. We have the evidence. We have the contacts. We have the information, and we're the point. And these guys are going to run off, and they're going to be just dissatisfied, disillusioned when they find out that these are all dead ends, and this is all about, somebody trying to con them out of something, or these people are not who they think they are. They're going to run that course and it's going to dead end, and then they're going to come back to the point. And I think right now there's so much energy coming in. It's really creating a bifurcation of worlds and consciousness. And the ones on the downward spiral are going down, and the people on the upward spiral are going to join in that are sincere, that really want to, work with their own self-mastery, make their own contact, their own connections. And I really see that we're in that midpoint right now where it's just really starting to separate. And those other groups are, those who are morally and integrity corrupt are going to crash, and I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it's multidimensional what's going on. And I had the same thing. I thought when everyone I got to know in this community, I thought it was a community that worked together, and it didn't. And the first conference I went to, there was an argument there between researchers, and I was like, is this what it's like? And they're like, yeah, like a lot of people, it's like the, I think some people look at the entertainment side and it's like, well, people like yourself and I are living this. And I thought even going on TV, oh, there's going to be disclosure, but part of that was my own ignorance too. I didn't understand what, the depth of what was going on and the layers of the controlled narrative at those early stages. But as you're saying now, we're seeing everything come to the surface. And I think this also gets into a multidimensional nature of even ancient technologies and libraries being activated from even people's own soul signatures, what's going on with the sun, these cycles and yugas. We're stepping into another thing where we're going into a new cycle of awareness of things that we know that we don't know how we know it. Ancient sites are going to start looking like they're living meaning, even just lights, apparitions, beings, even crafts being seen. All these things are in a lot of these areas now, even with Mount Adams, where you're at, which has got the most high energy, I believe, up there in the United States. It's peaking off the chart with electromagnetic anomalous energy. And this is part of that sort of light switch knowingness scene happening. And I can remember Dolores Cannon used to say the same thing. It will be like a light switch is turned on, and there's this awareness that's going to be had to where the things that divide us will sort of be put to the side if people can take that and sort of get out of their ego and rise to the occasion, as you say. And I think these are going to be the testing times of there's no more fence sitting. Which way do you want to go? And I don't even think there's a right or wrong way with it. I think if you want evolution and ascension, you go down the path of truth and integrity and following the heart. Otherwise, it's just not your time at this time, and there's no judgment even on that.
It's true. It's like that's what people say. Why aren't you having the big conferences there anymore and things like that? And I said, because I'm really looking for people that are serious about self-mastery, enlightenment, that want to know the truth, that want to understand their own multidimensional nature and make their own personal God connection. The looky-loo stuff, the party atmosphere, all that stuff, we're just done with that. And with that energy comes a lot of unseen negative influences, entities, the drugs and alcohol. We have a no drug, no alcohol policy, and they
Same
sneak it
here.
on anyway, and then they let stuff in, and it's just becomes a really mess. So in order to clean up the energy here and just really, a lot of people are pissed off that, why aren't you bringing this guy and that guy? And I said, because most of them have broke the rules, and they're fully they're in their they have massive egos, and we don't want to deal with that anymore. We're just done with that program. But the it does hurt you financially when you draw that line, and even the no vax thing, when everybody's getting vaxxed, we said, no, we're not going to subject ourselves. I'm not going to have a pregnant woman get nailed with a spike protein at the ranch, and something happened, because there's a lot of adverse things that can happen. So, but anyway, when you're authentic and you maintain a high level of integrity and you don't sell out, I think the numbers are down as far as the people that really want to go in that direction. But I think it's changing quickly, and I think that switch is just now being flipped, where that old I'm seeing it now, and I mean, all over YouTube, they have all of the Anunnaki stuff over and over again, the tablets, the true teachings of Jesus, the Ethiopian Bible, there's a mass educational program. I don't know exactly who's behind it, but it's probably the White Hats or or something, but they're bringing people up to speed really quickly. And you can't go on the, each time you open up the YouTube or something, you'll just see all across YouTube, it's all about UFO, UAP, but mainly about the ancient Sumerian stuff, ancient contact and things like that. It's like, the Atlanteans, Lemurians, Mu, all that. It's just thick on the internet now. So there is a movement to educate people and bring people up to speed.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation too, because I've got a lot of these whistleblowers and people coming to me that their conclusion from what they're aware of, that all this is probes and ancient civilizations, and it's like, yeah, about 1% is. Because as I say, less than 5% would be us and ETs and ancient and even future humans. Then you start to get into the complicated stuff, but even them being open that there was past civilizations, because a lot of this, like the Anunnaki, like, as we've talked about, a lot of this is our ancient ancestors, but it's a lot deeper as well. But it's really cool to see that there's these ideas floating in those circles. But it's because they haven't got the contact that not just you and I, but many have, that they're understanding the spiritual implications and aspects. Because some of these ancient ancestors, they became known and corporeal. They shedded the physical form and went into their light bodies, into light ships, and they didn't need the physical vessels or vehicles anymore, even though they do have consciousness-assisted technologies and transdimensional capabilities. So it's pretty cool to see, even the Yeshua scrolls. I was interested to find out about that. And what you and I had been saying about Yeshua, especially yourself for 40 years on Yeshua, like it's, I found, is it Scott Walter, I think was is his name? Amazing job. Yeah, amazing gentleman and work that he's done on that. And if anything, it's just confirming what you've been saying for so many years.
I was reading this part in the Ethiopian Bible, and their description of Jesus was totally different. They're saying his hands and his feet glowed, and his eyes ha had flames,
Well,
and
that's
he
how I've
was,
seen him. Like, I've had two experiences, and one of them was like that.
and he was a threat, man. He was a threat to the hierarchical, patriarchal system. I mean, that was his job, to burn it down, basically, and that's why there's so much suppression right now, because, where they. There's a lot of this new movement going on, but it's just we're replacing one patriarchal hierarchical system with another, and we have to go beyond that and get into, a true republic and get into the true, God's laws, whatever, constitutional laws, whatever. Get really anchored into universal law. We are going to take this quantum leap and not settle for less, because there's a lot of systems coming in that are a little better. They're better than the old system, but let's take it all the way where the power is returned to the people, and people are inspired to make their own personal God connection. And that's basically what Jesus did. He was here to empower the individual to make their own connection and become one, with the one, whatever you want to call it,
And the Mary Magdalene, the feminine aspect of even saying Mother, Father, God, instead of just God or Him, it's one-sided again. It's that one consciousness, as you say, that's both masculine and feminine. It encompasses all. And you can see that that's been tweaked to go one-sided again. And I think it was one-sided on the feminine side before that, too. There was an imbalance before that, but there was a time from the Elohim where it was all just perfect balance.
Well, the Mary thing is really interesting, because Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, there's an account of seven miracles that she performed. And Jesus said, out of all my disciples, Mary is the most qualified to
She's the most
continue.
qualified,
To continue in the teachings or whatever. And so, she did all kinds of, she was not a whore. She was actually part of the royal family, and she was very adept. She went through all the mystery skills, was highly trained. And the thing is, the men got jealous, and they said, there's no way we're going to let a woman take over. And there's, I think it was Paul and Peter and a few others that weren't happy with, what Jesus wanted, so they had to kind of adhere to the Romans as well. They had to get an okay with the Romans to continue doing what they're doing. So they had to kind of make it a patriarchal, keep that going, keep a hierarchical system going. But I mean, pretty much they all got offed anyway down the road.
You
They
need it. You
pretty
need a
much all got
t-shirt
killed
with Mary on
anyway.
it saying, "For 2,000 years, triggering the masculine ego."
It's, the divine masculine is awesome. They protect the family, they protect the country, everything else. That's why the New World Order is so much against, trying to demasculinate men and things, all the games they're playing. And they're creating division between the genders, between the religions, between everything, divide and conquer. That's their game. But we have to see through that and come back together and stop playing these games. These, I call them the woke games. It's like there's difference between being awake and being woke. Woke's a social engineering. Awake is when you're beyond the social engineering, you see what's happening, behind the scenes, what's really happening.
Well, that's what clearings is. Again, it gets back to that, and also mastery of the mind. As I say, clearings is a must, but it's also a band-aid if you're just going to purely rely on that and not ch do the inner work to change yourself, because that's where you find out where you own stuff in situations. And that's why, again, I'll say to people, at least three clearings a day, morning, noon, and then night. But if you ain't going to see where you need to own stuff in it, you're going to have that as a band-aid to an extent. But the high dimensional beings are there to help. But I think that's what I'm seeing more. I'm seeing a lot of anger and rage at the moment. And when you question people about that, it's almost like they're not understanding, even in the spiritual circle, that there's an attachment, a thought form, or even a demonic or something may not be possessing them, but they're fueling the rage. Because when you go, "Why are you so upset?" they don't even know themselves. And I've said this to couples before, where it's like, "All right, have you ever gone out for lunch at a restaurant, come home, and all of a sudden there's an argument over nothing?" And it's like, it could have been a thought form, an entity, an attachment that you've just got at the restaurant on the way home. And all of a sudden, it's finding some chink in your arm, starts an argument, and all of a sudden, both aren't aware of it, and everything goes to crap. And then you've got to rebuild. And it's like, where did that come from? And if they step out of ego and go, "Yeah, like, where's this from?" And I'm only using this as an analogy. I'm seeing this across the communities right now, really stepping up in new ways from previously, especially with a lot of rage and I think the need to be right when there's nonsensical what some people have points they're trying to push.
It's like, what's worth joy? Why give it up? That's our natural state. And I said something on Nino's podcast, which I think shocked some people. But he goes, "So what are you going to say about the people that are saying you're batshit crazy, you're nuts, you're none of this is real or everything else?" And I said, "They're right." And he goes, and it shocked him, And I said, "They're right." And I go, "Because that's all they can perceive. That's their reality." And
Mirror.
they can't even see me for who I am. They don't even know who I am. They can't even do that because all they can see is the projection, their own projection, and the amplification of their wounds and traumas and their unhealed past. So they won't even know who they're never going to know who I am. Just they're not going to know who anybody is because everybody's running around projecting and coming from their own social engineered perception of the world. And it's kind of, and you understand that. I know when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I have to just keep remembering that over and over again because some of the stuff with these morally and integrity challenged people I've been having to deal with, it's like, I look at them, I go, "Where do you start? How come they don't know this is wrong?" You know what I mean? How can they not see conning other people, ripping other people off, perpetuating a lie, all this delusional stuff? How can they not see this is wrong? And if they can't see this is wrong, how can I have a conversation with them? Where's the foundation to even have a conversation with them? And that's the sad part, is there isn't one.
You're going to Honopono,
There isn't one. You have to
though.
pick your battles. You have to go, this isn't going to go anywhere. They don't even have any kind of a moral foundation whatsoever or integrity. And if they can do what they've been doing, that shows clearly, where do you start? And right now, the only thing I can practice is loving detachment and drop the bomb, tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, and call them out now and then. But have, when I do it, total loving detachment, just say, you know what? This is, let's apply universal law to this. Are you creating heaven on earth? What are you creating here? All you're creating is a bunch of competition and slander and diversion and all this nonsense that you're engaged in. What does this have to do with heaven on earth? And what about, and why does this affect you? Where's the victim pattern in you that is making you want to jump on this victim, savior, persecutor roller coaster? What are you getting out of this? What is, and it's really interesting when you go at it that way. You just ask a question. Well, where's the gain in this? What do you want? What are you trying to gain by doing this? The one-upmanship and the backstabbing and all this stuff. What are you trying to create? It's kind of a shocker for some people because they don't even know. They don't even know what they're doing, and they're being guided by unseen negative influences that are playing with their unhealed wounds and traumas from past experience. And they don't even know they're being played or they're being influenced. It's
Yeah.
amazing.
That's what I'm seeing right now to a huge extent of, again, you ask people what's going on, they don't understand their actions, but also, what do you want? And when they actually wanted it, like, look at that from that perspective. They want peace, they want happiness, they want joy. And the fact of the matter is, just like I used this analogy, I saw it one time where I went to go and visit my dad, where you've been, to his lovely home. And he had this orange tree that's over, and it'd have to be like nearly 40 years old now, but he cut it right back. And I said, what did you do? And he goes, you watch it, son, what it does. And anyway, the next year, this thing was like a ball of oranges. There was like hardly any leaves on it. So when we prune ourselves, when we prune our life, it can hurt at the current status and stage that we're in. But the fruit that can be gained through that, and the metaphor here is, not everything is going to be hunky-dory every day in life. But if we can see things as they are, as we mature and as we grow, we start to see the fruit in the most simplistic things in life. But so many people right now are going through a dramatic change that I think a lot of people in this spiritual community that hold their own, and even just good people in general, we end up being the vehicles to assist with the purging of the collective, because it's that out of balance what's going on. Everyone's got a perspective of fear and lack, and the cups a half empty scenario, where we can go to the cups half full and positivity, and we can start to find this equilibrium. But especially they'll attack these communities that are the light shining on the darkness in this community and civilization of what's going on. And that's why we've got this very imbalance, and the attacks are amplified from my perspective. But we're going through a pruning of the mind and the collective.
I think it's really important for people to start asking, that question, are you creating heaven on earth? Is this creating heaven on earth, these actions? And what is it you have to gain? Are you trying to cover up from your own iniquities or your own actions by deflecting and going after others? What are you trying to hide? And what is it you have to gain? And basically, are you creating heaven on earth? Because, there, this, I hate to say this, reptilian F fest going on, and all the drama is just creating luge, which they're all feeding off of, and it's a big luge party, and I don't want to play. I don't want to be in the middle of that, and luckily, I can master, I can do the loving detachment and drop a truth bomb now and then and not be attached to it, because I know who I am, I know why I'm here, and I know what I'm connected to, and I've already died, so I'm good, but it's for the people that don't have that ability, it's rough. And not to put a downer on there, but David Wilcox, look what happened to him.
Yeah.
He He was being attacked on every level. The government was after him. The banks were after him. He was bankrupt. He had archons after him. He had the UFO community after him, all those jealous in the UFO community. He had everything coming after him. Even, you had the IRS, a bad marriage and being broke, and then you got all these other idiots coming after you, doxing you in the UFO community, and then you add the luge and the black magic and all the all you add all that up, and I think we have to start awakening to the fact that, are we going to participate in this anymore? That's you're not going to have disclosure the way things are. What
Well,
kind of
people don't get it. They don't get,
yeah.
even with what we've talked about, the amount of black magic and attacks that we've had and very similar things in similar ways. And it is extremely sad what happened to that amazing man. And I know he's out there in spirit, but like he was one of the most amazing teachers of our times. And people don't understand. You and I experience isolation in our cabins. You and I experience this black magic and spiritual warfare that goes on. And so we've got somewhat of an idea, but people don't understand that that's why things are the way that it is. It's not human what's going on. But when you start to get into the heart space, you start to see the opposite side of what's not human, like the angelics and the ascended ones, which is why people wonder why we film so many orbs or see so many ships. When you start to go frequency up, you start to see the greater family of man that starts to come into the heaven on earth scenario. A long time ago, seeing these crafts around and these orbs and light beings was just an everyday thing, like seeing a deer in nature or, seeing, a beautiful temple or something like that. It's like these things are overlapping even our frequency right now, and it's up to us to shift through that. But it is a war zone, what's going on. And that's why I say to people, use the orb of light where you connect with the heart and push your energy out. So you're in a shield. Nothing can penetrate it, but you can still interface with the outside world and you shield, because that can assist with snapping out black magic out of your energetic field, the cords. There's 100 techniques to stop darts and all sorts of things in the spiritual way. But at the very least, do your clearings, because people aren't getting, when they delve into what we do, and they have a negative experience. Did you clear before it? No, every time. Every time. That's why I'll say this, and I've got a video, and I'm hesitant. Now, at the East City Ranch, you have families go there, which is great. It's a safe setting. I don't do that here because I've got such a smaller crew. But what I do is I still skywatch with my friends and their children and their experiences. And I say the kids actually don't need the education like we do. And people go, why? And it's like, well, when I've met these full-blown amazing children, I'm telepathically linked. And the whole thing ends up being to educate the parents to be a safe space. Listen to the children, don't lead them on. And it doesn't mean, I'm not with my friends and their children, but they're already experiences. And my thing is, I'm a bit tight about this, and why I'm saying this is because if the kids aren't doing clearings and know what's going on to a certain extent because they've never had an experience, and they go into sky watching, which is still fun and I recommend it, but do a prayer, because what's happening is people watch you and me or ghost hunters or whatever, and they don't know, even with the big ghost hunting shows, they're doing prayers and clearings before, during, and after the episode, like why they're filming it, to stop negative influences. And so that's why my thing is, let a kid be a kid unless they're already in contact, and it will develop their own contact. But don't sort of push it on anybody, because if they're not aware and they're not taking the implication seriously, now you've got a whole storm you've got to clear up, which is why I'm a bit different from normal CE5 and initiating contact. You and me are very much in a line, but you bring a family environment there. My permits at work are a bit different here in Australia because everything's above board and by the law. But I thought I would say that because it's not telling parents what to do either. My thing is, if you're still going to do it, do a clearing. Like, don't get your children into a situation where you open up to anything and everything, and now you've got something you've got to clean up that you could have totally avoided.
I wrote a whole chapter about that in my book called Parenting Masters. And as a parent, we need to keep the energies clear, in our home,
Yes.
create a safe
Yeah.
environment. and be open and listen to the kids. You know, we did a fire circle here, and we passed the talking stick with a bunch of kids, and their parents were there too. And we started off with asking the kids, well, what do you think we need to do to heal the earth? And we passed the stick around. The parents didn't get the stick, just the kids. And when they were done with some of the questions that we asked, the parents were just, they were got like blown away. They go, oh my God, I need to start listening to my kid. Like I forgot. You know, I forgot what's, and it's amazing. The kids have it. And we need to support that and keep them open. They have the understanding that universal law is written in their heart when they come in, you know? And yeah, we
100%.
need to, I mean, there are some kids that have entities all over them, and they have some other program going, but anyway, you know, keeping them clear, especially sensitive kids, because when I grew up, I was really sensitive, and I had a hard time. I had a real hard time being around people and you know, bullies and stuff like that, and I really felt bad. You know, I if I defended myself, I felt really bad about that too. You know, and I went.
Yeah, you want to be a people pleaser because you feel empathic
Yeah,
so
yeah.
much.
And it was like, you know, it's you knock some guy out and you go, I'm sorry, let me help you. You know, can we not do this anymore? Can we just be friends? You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of weird. But
Well, that's sort of one of the only advices I have for kids when I talk to them with their parents, because I'm always like, look, the parents got to have these conversations if it arises or they want to. But I go into an orb of light technique, not just with the chest bone, but I get them to visualize a ball of light above their crown, and that source energy can come out of it and go through their whole body and cleanse them. But that they can send that to a friend for healing with source energy, or they can use it and as a double shield to go around their orb of light so they can,
Yeah.
stop negative influences or people's negative energy or arguments at school and different things. But the kids, when you meet how many you and I have, you don't even need to talk to them. You have like a 5 second interaction telepathically, and it's like they
Yeah.
don't need any help. Like
Yeah.
you just be a safe space for them, hear them out, don't lead them on, and just let them take their journey. And I think this is where we're going for the new earth, is these things being revealed again.
You know, I think it's funny is a lot of people go, well, that's all woo-woo stuff and everything else. But what you're describing is the monad meditation, which is the original prayer of Jesus on how to shield yourself and break free from the archons, you know. You know, folks,
And I didn't know that
this
till I went to
isn't woo-woo.
Hawaii.
This is like, this is the real deal. This is the stuff that works. And you know, but you know, you gotta believe in it, you know, because if you don't believe in it, it's, you know, but you have to realize. You know, intent is nine tenths of the law. And I've seen people do the clearing unseen negative influences prayer and just butcher it really bad. And it still worked because they're the people they brought in, the guardians, whatever, angelic beings or masters they brought in, they're very forgiving and they know the intention and they're just, okay, let's do it. You know, they just clear it out, you know, and I've seen it. It's so loving and so forgiving when you do this kind of work. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be perfect. You know, you just do the work and it works. You know, we're hitting the end of the hour here. Can we go real quick into, I know we have the Self-Mastery Ambassador training you and I are both going to do, and then that's on the 10th to the 12th, and the 16th, you have the remote viewing.
Remote viewing workshop.
And so I definitely wanted to cover that, and I can't wait for you to get out here and we start having fun again. And
Yeah, no, it'd be awesome, man. I can't wait to see the crew as well. And yeah, we'll be going into different things with connecting with guides. I'll actually be covering in the remote viewing one the proper remote viewing, the Stargate method, as
yeah.
well as transferring that to doing it without the paper and interfacing multidimensionally communication wise. You're going through the monad technique and the ascension and self-mastery stuff, as well as, I'll be bringing in the Merkaba and the rainbow body aspects. And we both bring in the galactics together as well. So that will be really interesting to see what occurs, just like whether it's in Hawaii or there. It's
Yeah.
always just different every time, which makes it awesome.
Yeah, also too, I've got a lot of new information about the five civilizations that were before the Anunnaki that were there and who they worked with, the beings that they worked with, the most ancient of ancients. And a lot of that information is coming out. So we're going to bring that in too. But
Awesome.
I mean, it's we are in those times and everything's going to be moving really fast and people need to get on the train here, because they're going to hear a whistle in the distance, if they don't figure things out and empower themselves and make their own connection. But anyway, on that note, I've got to head out, unfortunately, Peter. I could be on here for 3 or 4 hours
Yeah.
with you. But
All good.
yeah, good luck and all that. And also too, you guys, it'd be nice to help us out with a little frog skins. I know Peter's really struggling over there, and I am too. And things are really slow right now. So any donations would be greatly appreciated. And just to keep the doors open. It's not cheap keeping a retreat center going. It's yeah. I wouldn't tell you how much it costs to keep this place going. People would be shocked. But anyway. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Do you have any last words, Peter?
Nah, just thanks for having us on. I'm looking forward to connecting, and just everyone, be kind to yourselves, and thank you for the kind words to James and I to encourage us to keep going as well. And yeah, like it's appreciated, because as much hate as we get, we also get a lot of love, and I
Yeah.
appreciate that from everyone as well. Thank you,
Yeah,
mate.
we do. Awesome. Anyway, well, have a great evening, folks, and see you next week. That's where the door is. There's a door right there. It goes into the inner earth. Yeah, it's a light door that opens up. We see ships coming out. Oh, there's another one. There's a cave up at the top right. There's a cave up there. The ships come out of it. We've got a lot of film of them just flying right out of the mountain. And then the big door is right in the middle where that light's going off. See how it's kind of a whoa. That's the door, yeah. Whoa, look at that. Okay, the roads aren't open. There's no way to get up there. 3 of them. There's a party. This is about 25 right now. I've filmed. Look how bright that is. Yeah, look how big it is. Yeah, it's totally powered up.
I mean the camera, I'm sorry.
That thing's going. Yeah, it's huge. It's like lit up. This looks the same as the ones that have been flying around Peter's. Peter's been getting these ones with the same colors. It's like starlight almost, with a dipper. Those two just crossed. This is coming in right over the house. This one's going right through the dipper. Well, another one. They're just crisscrossing each other. It's the same group. It's probably Palladian ships. Oh, here's one coming up under it. Yeah, see, there's no running lights or strobes on these, so they're definitely UFOs. Here they are, going through the trees again.
this one slot. It just keeps having ship after ship going through. Sounds very low. Way too low for a satellite. It's got no strobe, no running lights. There goes the Armada. Check it out. One, two.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.